February 23, 1927. How the living in the divine will is to form a surprise visit to Jesus. I felt my poor heart under a press, so very hard, because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I moaned and agonized, and doing my usual round in the creation in order to follow the acts of his will in it. As I arrived in the sea, I called him and said to him, "My Jesus, come back. Your little daughter is calling you in the sea. I call you together with the vastness of these waters, with their murmuring. I call you in the darting of the fish. I call you with the power of your own will that extends within the sea. If you do not want to listen to my voice that calls you, listen to the many innocent voices being unleashed from this sea, that are calling you. Oh, please. Don't make me struggle any longer, for I can take no more. But no. With all the voices of the sea, Jesus would not come. Therefore I had to move into the sun, and I called him in the sun. I called him with the immensity of its light. So, wherever I went, I called him in the name of each created thing, and of his very will that dominated within them. Then, as I arrived under the azure vault of the heavens, I said to him, "Here, O Jesus, I am bringing you all your works. Don't you hear the voice of all the heavens, the innumerable voices of the stars that call you? They all want to surround you, and make you a visit, as their creator and father. And you, do you want to send us all back?" Now, while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus came out, and placing himself as though in the middle of all his works, told me, "My daughter, what a beautiful surprise you gave me today. You brought me all my works to visit me. I feel my glory, my happiness, being redoubled, in seeing myself surrounded by all my works, that I recognize as many children of mine. Today you have acted like a son who loves his father very much, and who knows that he greatly enjoys when he sees himself surrounded and visited by all his children. The son calls them all. One by one, he gathers them all together, brothers and sisters, and he goes to give his surprise to his father, who enjoys in seeing himself surrounded by all his children. Not one of them is missing. He recognizes all the members of his family. Oh, how he feels glorified by all his children. His happiness is at the summit, and as the fulfillment of his joy, he prepares a sumptuous banquet and, all together, father and children, they celebrate. But in the fullness of his happiness, he recognizes the son who has gathered his whole family to give a surprise to the father and to make him enjoy so much. The son will be loved more, because he has been the cause of such great happiness for him. Now, my little daughter, while you were calling me in the sea with all its voices, I listened to you and I said, 'Let her go around through all created things, that she may gather them all together for me. And then I will let myself be found. In this way, I will be able to receive the visit of all my works, that are like as many children of mine. And so, they will make me happy, and I will make them happy. Therefore, the living in my will contains indescribable surprises. I can say that wherever it reigns, the soul becomes my happiness, my joy, my glory. And I prepare for her the banquet of its knowledges, so that, making each other happy, we extend the kingdom of the supreme fiat, that it may be known, loved and glorified. Therefore, I expect often these surprises of my little daughter, who brings me the visit of the whole family that belongs to me. Moreover, since all our divine qualities are as though spread in the creation and each created thing occupies one office of our attributes, so, one is the child of our power, another of justice, one of light, another of peace, another of goodness. In sum, each created thing is the child of each one of our attributes. When you bring me the whole creation, you are the bearer of my happiness that is spread within it, and I recognize my child of light in the sun, my child of justice in the sea, that of my empire in the wind, that of peace in the flowery earth. In sum, in all created things I recognize each birth from my attributes, and I enjoy in recognizing my children, whom the little daughter of my will brings to me. I act just like a father who has many children, and each of them occupies an office of honor. One is prince, another is judge, one is deputy, another senator, another governor. The father feels happier in recognizing, in the birth that came out of his inmost self, each office and height of honor of his children. And since all created things were made so they would serve to make the children of the Supreme Fiat happy, in seeing you bringing our works back to us, we recognize in you our purpose, and oh, how we enjoy in seeing you go around to reunite all our works together, in order to bring back to us our own happiness spread in the whole creation. Therefore, let your flight in my will be continuous. Then, after this, having received Holy Communion, I was saying to my beloved Jesus, my love and my life, your will has the virtue of multiplying your life for as many beings as exist and will exist on earth. And I, in your will, want to form as many Jesuses in order to give the whole of you to each soul of purgatory, to each blessed of heaven, and to each being living on earth. Now, while I was saying this, my celestial Jesus told me, my daughter, in one who lives in my volition, my will does precisely this. It multiplies the acts of the soul by its own virtue, for as many as are the created beings. The soul receives the divine attitude, and her act becomes act of all. The divine operating is precisely this, one act that it does multiplies itself into many, such that all can make that act their own, as if it had been done for each being while the act was one. So, the soul in whom my will reigns places herself in the condition of God Himself, both of glory and of sorrow, depending on whether creatures receive it or reject it. The glory, because her act can bring the good and the life of Jesus to all, is great, exuberant, infinite. The sorrow, because not all creatures take that good, and because my very life remains suspended, without bringing the benefit of my divine life, is sorrow that surpasses all sorrows.